from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in today for Joe. We are live at Treesdale Country Club for the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blunt Celebrity Golf Outing. And let me tell you, there have been some names, there have been some faces, and we have seen some folks today. This is pretty awesome. Kevin Colbert, former Steelers general manager, is here. Pretty sure I saw Derek Schooley. Robert Morris, hockey coach, is here. Got a hug from Smokey Robinson. You can bury me now. I can die happy. James Harrison is here. Bob Pompeiani is here. Legendary Pirates public address announcer at PNC Park. And one of my mentors, Guy Junker, is here. Ryan Recker from Channel 4 is in the building. It is name after name after name and face after face after face. It is pretty cool for this really awesome event for a great cause. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillskia.net. Also hit us up on the Fan Text Line, 412-928-9370. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Talked a little bit about the Pirates at the top of the show, about this road trip coming up between Arizona and Houston. I think they should take 2 out of 3 against Arizona. I think they can win 4 out of 6. I think 3-3 under normal circumstances, any 6-game road trip for a weekend, if you can go 500, you're going to take that deal sight unseen, because primarily speaking, historically from sport to sport, it's hard to win on the road. And in baseball, if you're a 500 team on the road, but you win a good chunk of your games at home, 60% or more, that formula, 60% or more wins at home, 500 on the road, you're a playoff team most years. It's a formula that has been tried and true. Plug in most teams that make the playoffs, it's probably going to look that way. If anything, there may be a small margin of error in one direction or another, but it usually comes out somewhere around that math. So 3-3 on a road trip, you take it. You're okay with it. It's not the worst thing in the world. You don't want to go 1-5 or 0-6 or even 2-4 on a road trip. 3-3, you take it. 4 out of 6, that's a good trip. More than that, bonus. As far as traditional baseball thinking may go. But I think they can take 4 out of 6. I say all that with the understanding of they're also going on this road trip with the MLB trade deadline culminating. Kale Burger in the building. How about it? Y108's own. But with this trip having the culmination of the MLB trade deadline, you'd like to hope you can draw an extra player or two that might be able to help out with that effort at some point. You don't know if it's 100% guaranteed. You don't know if it's 100% possible. But you leave that possibility in the back of your mind. But now I want to shift the conversation about someone who's already on this team, about a guy who even a month and a half ago, people were talking about how quickly can they get rid of him before the trade deadline, because he was a guy who was not producing. He was a guy who was much maligned. He was a player who was pretty much being booed every time you heard his name. And every time I was on a headset or in front of a TV camera or holding a microphone with an earpiece, I was hearing somebody complain about this guy. But in the past 6 weeks, Rowdy Tellez, in true Dumb and Dumber Jeff Daniels style, has totally redeemed himself, at least from a production standpoint, at least from his play on the field. That home run he hit yesterday, lefty on lefty, which he doesn't do often, but he goes lefty on lefty, puts it out the yard and into the river on a bounce. Rowdy Tellez doing that, that's something you're not going to say no to on any day. You're going to take that deal sight unseen. But to see him doing that in addition to everything else he's doing at the plate, a couple plays he made on defense, made a big game-saving play just recently. The way he's playing on the field now, it has redeemed him in the eyes of the fan base and everybody in the area. However, the thing that I like most right now about Rowdy Tellez is not just his play on the field, not just his play at the plate. It's about his attitude for me. Rowdy Tellez showed something.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the first half of this season, that you don't always see these days, he showed tremendous character. He showed character when he was able to stand in front of a microphone and back David Bednar when everyone wanted to bury David Bednar at the beginning of the season. Rowdy Tellez stood up and said, no, this is our guy. That's character. Agree with it or disagree with it at the time. It probably looked terrible at the moment. But a guy that can stand up and defend the other guy in the room and say, this is my guy, we're riding with him, regardless of what everybody says, that takes tremendous character. Then he goes through a slump of his own, pretty much admits that it was one of the worst slumps he's ever had in his career, if not the worst, to the point where he had to break his entire approach down to going back to something he was doing in high school to figure it out. But to his credit, he figured it out. And while he's doing this, while he's in the process of searching for it and diagnosing it and working to fix it and finding the solution and eventually fixing the problem, while all this is going on, you know what Rowdy Tellez did not do? He didn't badmouth anybody. He didn't argue with anybody in the media. He didn't badmouth the fans. He didn't stone cold salute anybody. Wrestling fans, if you know, you know. But Rowdy Tellez did not resort to a guy that's angry, frustrated, and blame anybody else. He did not do any of that. He maintained a high level of character. So when this turnaround came, when he started delivering at the plate, when fans started cheering his name again, that day he got that curtain call, it's a great story in and of itself. But the thing that made it better for me wasn't just the fact that he had this resurgence at the plate, wasn't that he had this great game, and it wasn't that people were cheering his name at one point and giving him curtain calls. That wasn't it for me. What was important to me was that he got pulled aside to be interviewed after the game. And he was incredibly, incredibly deferential and humble. He just talked about how he's been working at it and how it was a rough time for him and he's starting to figure it out and what he had to do to get back to that point. And then he thanked the fans for having his back at that point. Do you know what kind of level of character it has to take to do something like that? Do you know what kind of measure of a man it takes to do something like that? Let me tell you something. If I'm him in that position, half of y'all ain't going to see me anymore because I might tell you off. I might tell you see me in the street. Rowdy Tellez didn't do that. There are other athletes who have responded and reacted worse to situations like that. And they may not have been as extreme as Rowdy Tellez's. But to Rowdy Tellez's credit, he showed tremendous character. And I know it's not the thing to do, to talk about how a guy who went through a slump is showing character. It's not the fun radio thing. Guess what? It's my last day. I don't care. Because it's true. For Rowdy Tellez to go through what he's gone and get to this point in the season where he has shown so much of a 180 heel-to-face turn as far as his production goes, because in my opinion, he was the face the entire time. Never really stopped being a babyface. I know I'm getting into more wrestling terms. Just roll with me here. But for Rowdy Tellez to go through what he's gone through, have that moment where he knew he had to fix some things and tear it down to the studs, but then figure it out, work to change it, fix it, and then see the results, but maintain the same attitude, maintain the same energy, maintain the same focus, and never lose composure in the midst of it, that doesn't just take athletic skill. It doesn't just take repetition, and it doesn't just take talent. It takes tremendous character. And I think that's something that we tend to forget over time. We tend to forget what it means to see guys just use character as a means to help them succeed. And I'm going to say this again. People were burying this man for doing something as simple as defending a teammate who was having a rough time, and fans booed him. And he happened to be a local guy. Rowdy Tellez put his arm around him and said, he's our guy. We're riding with him. And it's not like Rowdy Tellez was a guy who had been here for a couple years. Rowdy Tellez was a guy who just joined the team this season. It's not like he's an Andrew McCutchen. It's not like he's a Brian Reynolds. Rowdy Tellez was a new guy and walked in and did that. That's a teammate. He probably got more respect from the guys in the room that day than anything he was going to get from any fan or media schlub like yours truly would get all year. Because we tend to lose sight of what's important when we talk about what athletes are doing or how they do what they do. All they care about are the guys in that room. They don't care about anything else. Most of the time, they don't care about what we're saying about them. Some may listen to what I'm saying right now, but for the most part, they probably don't care. They care about what the other guys in that room are saying. They care about what their coaches and managers are saying. That's what's important to them. And more importantly, they're more worried about what they say and feel about themselves. And if you can maintain the kind of character Rowdy Tellez has throughout the last couple months and come out on the other side the way he has, It speaks more for him as a person and as an individual and as a competitor and as an athlete than anything else he's done production-wise. And once again, it's not the fun, sexy thing to talk about, but that doesn't make it any less true. I think I earned more respect for Rowdy Tellez for how he's handled his resurgence more than just the resurgence itself. It's easy to say, yeah, this guy showed up and he's doing better on the field. That's great. I'll never argue that. But I think I respect him more for how he's conducted himself throughout the entire peak, valley, and back up. That, I think, is the thing that says more about an individual. That's the thing I think that says more about an athlete. And it says more about the guys in the room and how they're going to look at that guy who does that. That guy who says what he said to back David Bednar. That guy who's willing to do the work necessary because he knows other guys are depending on him. That's going to mean more to not only him, but the guys in the room around him. And for reference, John Wehner's walking by right now. I'm not sure if I asked him that question, he'd feel the same way as he waves to me. Ryan Recker in the building, my man. But if you ask any current player, former player, manager, coach, they'll tell you. It is more or less about the guys in that room and how much they can be on the same page and how much they can support each other, which it's going to tell you just how far you can get, not only as an individual, but as a team. And I'll say this again, it takes tremendous character to do that. And Rowdy Tellez, regardless of what we've seen on the field, good, bad, and indifferent, if he's shown us anything consistently throughout the course of this season, it has been character. We're going to take a break. We got fan headlines coming up. We are up against the moment, and now I'm telling you now, granted, we're at the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount Celebrity Golf Outing, and I'm seeing a lot of faces, a lot of names. Goodbye. Jerome Bettis himself just pulled up in a golf cart, so we're seeing a lot of people here. But when we come back, for the specific occasion, for those of you who are not familiar, this is my last day at 93.7 The Fan. It's my last show. So some friends of mine cooked up a mystery guest for me. I don't know what's about to happen. This is totally cold for me. I don't know what's going to go down. And granted, I got a hug from Smokey Robinson a half hour ago. I'm already riding on a high that I don't know if I'll come down from. But this mystery guest coming up, this might be a lot of fun. We will get to that in just a few moments. And that mystery guest is going to join us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We will do that in about 10 minutes or so, but coming up, it's Fan Headlines. Josh Taylor in for Joe Starkey, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.